Well, check it out, y'all. We got what you need. We're all living in apartments, condos, vans. Well, dude, even you can have a studio. A studio in a box. Yes, we can help you with that right here at Blind Knowledge. We work on your budget, and we figure out your measurements. We'll get you the best sound for the best price. Let me know, 877-237-1143 or at blindknowledge.com. Yep.
Welcome back to Paranormal, the New Normal, on, of course, Parrot Post Network. And that's an awesome new intro video, Brian. Good job on that. And also, of course, on the Blind Knowledge Network, because all knowledge is blind until we unveil the light of conspiracies in this world. And we are back, as you might just hear me hint, to do another one-on-one conspiracies bracket. You know, this is a popular one because everybody loves conspiracies. What can I say? It's just the new thing. Everybody loves conspiracies now. So, joining me, once again, Azrael, host of Among the Shadows podcast. How you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm doing great. Happy to be here.
Happy to have you, that's for sure. And we're going to start this off right away, because this one usually takes a little while, so let's get on the road.
Okay, cool.
And the first match, and I did not make these matchups, they're completely random, I will say that once again, because you can't blame me for these. But the first matchup is the Montauk Project versus the Denver Airport.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, Denver Airport, that's the one with the, they're like reptilians, supposedly, underground.
Reptilians, Illuminati, reptilians, Illuminati, Freemasons, Native American spirits, all the good stuff in that one. You really can't miss, you could swing and hit any kind of cryptid slash paranormal topic in that airport. So
right, yeah, I'm gonna go with the Denver Airport.
It's always a crowd favorite, I gotta say. I think the Montauk Project is just too real now that it's not really a conspiracy anymore. That might be
exactly involved. Yeah,
but all right, well, that means that the Denver Airport is going to be facing in the next round either Malaysia MH370 flight or Skinwalker Ranch.
Okay. Yeah, Skinwalker Ranch, that's with all the like weird magnetic anomalies going on, and
yeah, it's
some of the stuff's like seems like it's really happening, so then the Malaysia one, I know that went to that's the Indian Ocean.
Yeah.
Right. Some said they got shot down or
but yet the plane has supposedly not been discovered yet, so I don't know.
Yeah, they're quick to clean it up. I will go with the... I'll go with Skinwalker Ranch.
I'm glad you did, because the last person who did this didn't, and I was very disappointed.
It was a hard one, though. It's a hard decision.
Oh, it is. It is. And that means that Denver Airport will face Skinwalker Ranch in the second round. But the next matchup, like I said, I couldn't have made these up in my wildest freaking dreams, but it's Flat Earth versus Reptilians.
Okay. Those are two big conspiracies, too.
Yes, they are.
I'm going to go with Reptilians. I like Flat Earth, but yeah, I think I have to go with Reptilians.
I will withhold my comments on Flat Earth because people have heard it before, and I don't want to lose people who like actually are into Flat Earth.
Oh, I guess.
But that means reptilians are going to be facing, and this could be ironic, but they're going to be facing either MK Ultra or Men in Black.
Two good ones. Yeah, MK Ultra is too real. That's a thing. It's like
yeah, it's like the Montauk Project.
Exactly. Man, I like the Men in Black one too. I would say MK Ultra. there's still a lot of stuff we don't know that was, I think, going on with it, with that Jolly West and the going around dosing people.
Oh, I'm sure.
With LSD,
I'm sure there's a lot going on with it.
So, yeah, I'm going to go with MK Ultra.
All right, which means the Reptilians are going to face MK Ultra the next round, which is interesting. I don't think we've ever had that matchup yet, so okay. That's new. But the next matchup you have to worry about, and these are pulled out left field completely, Bigfoot versus the MLK assassination.
Wow. All right. Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Bigfoot.
Any particular reason?
You know, well, just a long history of it. And I think that there's something going on there. It's being covered up. I mean, I know the with the MLK assassination, but Bigfoot's been going on for a while. I mean,
yeah. I mean, I agree. I agree. I ain't gonna turn that down for nothing. But that means that Bigfoot's going to be facing either Area 51 or Antarctica secret base.
Okay.
Yeah, location matchup here.
Right. Yeah, they're both really good ones. Yeah, I think I'm going to go. Yeah. I'm going to go Area 51.
Ooh, which means Bigfoot's gonna face Area 51, which is a matchup we've seen that matchup a lot of times in this.
Okay, it's happened before.
Okay. Oh God, yeah. Is Bigfoot from Area 51? Who knows? But it's one of those conspiracies. But that means your next match. Okay, I can't even hold my straight face in this one. But it's Freemasons versus Sea Monster / Living Dinosaurs.
It's an interesting one.
Like I said, I couldn't have made this up if I tried.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Sea Monsters, I guess, I don't know, Living Dinosaurs. Like Loch Ness, I guess that would be one of them, right?
Yeah, that's definitely a Sea Monster and possibly a living Dinosaur. We don't know.
Megalodons. Yeah, I'm going to go Freemason. I think it's a way bigger conspiracy.
Yeah, it's been, we've Sea Monsters actually been around longer, supposedly, but who knows? Who knows? Freemasons could have been around since the beginning of freaking time, for all we know. So, and that means that the Freemasons are going to be facing Spygate or the Mount Rushmore Hidden Chamber.
Ah, okay. Is Spygate the one with Obama?
Obama
and Trump, or
it's no, Spygate is Obama, Hillary Clinton. I think Joe Biden was thrown in there too because he was VP, but it's and yeah, these are some really deep topics there, DOP.
Okay.
We're just covering the tip of them basically.
Right.
Could probably do episodes for each one of these if I want to.
So Spygate and Freemasons, right?
Spygate or Mount Rushmore Hidden
Chamber. Mount Rushmore. Okay. Well, there is a hidden chamber there. I'm going to go Spygate.
All right. So, I mean, Spygate is moving on, and we'll face Freemasons in the next round. But it's time to move to the other half of round one now. And this is where it gets fun, because this half is bizarre as shit.
Yeah.
And your first matchup is no exception, because it's a secret organization matchup. It's QAnon versus the Illuminati.
Too bad. All-seeing eye. Yeah, QAnon.
Ooh.
Yeah, they are both big.
Yeah, I mean, QAnon is just very tricky. And they're more out there than Illuminati. They're more public than Illuminati is, but
right.
Or as far as we know, but That means QAnon will face either the Matrix / simulation theory or the fake moon landing.
I'm gonna go Illuminati.
Wasn't an option, this one.
Yeah.
It's Matrix / simulation theory or the fake moon landing.
Yeah, both really good ones. We've never been back to the moon.
Exactly. Exactly. And there's actually another, as you know, there's another moon based theory in this as well, eventually.
Man, Matrix simulation. That's a good one, too, though. What's the bigger one? I guess the simulation theory would be the bigger conspiracy.
Oh, I mean, it'd be the biggest conspiracy of all, but it's true, right? For damn sure.
Yeah,
but
it's the king, right?
But that means that QAnon will face the Matrix in the next round. And that sounds like a good movie right there. But yeah. That our means the next matchup, and this one always makes me giggle, is global warming versus Pizzagate.
Yeah, I would say Pizzagate's a bigger one.
You'll think Pizza. Ooh,
I kind of went down the rabbit hole, Pizzagate, and yeah.
Funny enough, the person who introduced me to Pizzagate is Macaulay Culkin on his podcast, Bunny Ears.
Really?
Yeah, he was doing a conspiracy episode, and it just happened to be it ended up being just a very weird episode. But
really, I can imagine.
I mean, just imagine Macaulay Culkin talking about freaking Pizzagate. But so. That means that Pizzagate will move on and will be facing Hollow Earth or NWO New World Order in the next round.
Not the wrestling organization, right?
No, not the Hulk Hogan organization.
No. Hollow Earth. Is that where the mole people are saying people live in the center of the earth, right?
I mean, they're... It could be
is everything dinosaurs.
It could be every cryptid we know that lives in Hollow Earth, and it could have a lot to do with the Antarctica secret base. It could have a lot to do with missing 411 and a lot of other strange things in this world. So it's unknown, really.
Yeah, I would go New World Order. That seems to be the bigger of them. I mean, if they knew about Hollow Earth, they'd be the ones covering it up. So
exactly. New World
Order. Yeah.
So. That means that the next matchup is actually, okay, we are getting to the other moon topic I talked about, but it's Hollow Moon versus False History.
Yeah, see, that's why I didn't look up Hollow Moon Theory. And then False History. Is False History when they're just going back and changing facts and then saying that's what it really was?
False History is basically this organization's teaching us fake history.
Ah, okay.
So, I mean, it's up to you which way you want to go, but
yeah. I'll go Hollow Moon Theory.
I mean, I like the Hollow Moon Theory because you said yourself there's a reason we never went back, and I think that's the reason.
Right. Yeah.
I think it's like a Death Star type thing where there's something inside of it. But
I like that.
That means that the next matchup is gonna be to see who's facing Hollow Moon is either COVID-19 / vaccinations or chemtrail poisoning.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, the chemtrails, that's when they're putting like all the aluminum
chemicals
in the air.
Yeah, in the planes and flying them over, crop dusting us all.
I'm gonna have to go COVID-19 vaccinations.
Yeah, right. Which means COVID-19 will face Hog Moon in the next round. And we are now going to go into the first play-in matchup to figure out which one of these two is going to go into round one even. And the first play-in matchup is a people matchup. It's Jeffrey Epstein's death versus the JFK assassination.
Ooh. Wow. I'm going to have to go JFK assassination.
Ooh, JFK usually doesn't get a lot of love in that one, but
okay. Really? Yeah, I think there's so much involved in that.
Yeah, there's a lot in those two. But
yeah, definitely.
Well, that means the JFK assassination is moving into the first round and is going to be facing predictive programming. So that's the matchup you're on right now.
Okay. So the predictive program, that's like, was it Project Bluebeam or?
Predictive programming is basically the idea that they program humans to, and they can predict how we're going to react in situations. A lot of people believe them announcing UFOs are real was a test in predictive programming to see how we react. So in a couple of years, when they announce something a little bit bigger, we'll know exactly how they'll know how we'll react to it.
Okay. I'd still have to go JFK.
All right. Which means JFK is going to move on to round two. But now we have to do your second play-in match above the bracket to determine the last one. And it's going to be Georgia Guidestones versus 9/11.
Okay. Then someone just, they finally got like destroyed or someone smashed them up recently, didn't they?
They got destroyed. No one knows how.
Okay. Another conspiracy. I go 9/11.
9/11? All right. Which means 9/11 will move into the first round. And in our final matchup in round one, 9/11 will go into it to face government weather control devices.
Hey. Okay. So it's 9/11 and the weather.
Yep, government weather control devices, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Man. I'd still have to go 9/11.
I mean, it's the motherload of conspiracies, but
yeah, it's like at the top.
It's what got everybody in my generation into conspiracies because that was the first big one we heard of. But
right, for sure.
And that means round two is going to get started off, and these matchups are going to be even harder for you because we're going back to the other side, and you're starting off with Denver Airport versus Skinwalker Ranch.
Man.
So what's it going to be?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Denver. Yeah, I'm going to go Denver Airport. Yeah, there's a lot going on.
There. There's a lot of Skinwalker Ranch too, but I agree. But all right. Well, that means to face Denver Airport in the quarterfinals, you're either going to have Reptilians or MK Ultra.
Interesting. Oh, okay. So it's those two.
Yep, it's Reptilians or MK Ultra.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go MK Ultra.
Oof, Reptilians gets taken out in the second round. I don't think that's ever happened.
They usually make it a lot farther.
Oh God, people love Reptilians, man. I can't explain it, but I mean they're interesting, but
right.
And that means Denver Airport will face MK Ultra in the quarterfinals. But your next matchup in this round is Bigfoot versus Area 51.
Ooh. Yeah, Bigfoot's been around longer. Yeah.
Alien. I mean, he has been around longer, according to legends, but who knows how long Area 51 has technically been a thing. I mean,
right.
Who knows? So,
yeah, I'll go Bigfoot.
All right. And that means Bigfoot will be facing in the next round your last match from this side of round two, either Freemasons or Spygate.
Hmm. Yeah, I think the Freemasons are probably the bigger of the two. People think it's involved in everything, so that they control very well everything.
Could, very well could be.
Yeah.
So the Stonecutters, oh, I'm sorry, the Freemasons moving around to moving to the quarterfinals, but that means that on the other side of round two, you are going to start off with QAnon versus the Matrix / Simulation Theory.
Ooh. Yeah, I have Simulation Theory.
I don't blame you when to embed on that one. I really don't. It is the more interesting of the two by far.
Oh, yeah.
And that means the Matrix is facing in the quarterfinals either Pizzagate or NWO, New World Order.
Yeah, New World Order.
Oof, and Pizzagate goes out. That's okay. I actually had one recently where Pizzagate got in the Final Four, so I wasn't really? I'm not sad about that. Oh, yeah, okay. it got far. I can't explain it. Oh, I can't explain it, but I don't know. And that means the next matchup is Hollow Moon Theory versus COVID-19 / vaccinations.
Hmm. I'd go Hollow Moon.
And Hollow Moon moves on. And we'll be facing either one of these two in your last matchup in round two, either the JFK assassination or 9/11.
Oh, wow.
Because both the winners of the play-ins actually moved on, which is a first.
Yeah, I'm gonna go JFK assassination.
Ooh, JFK taking out 9/11. Which could have happened if he didn't die. But just saying, folks, just saying. But that means it is officially time for the quarterfinals. You are down to 8 conspiracies to choose a winner from at this point. And the first matchup in the quarterfinals is going to be Denver Airport versus MK Ultra.
Ooh, okay. I'm going MK Ultra.
You are riding that MK Ultra.
Yeah, I've looked a lot on the MK Ultra, so I'm really big on that.
All right. And to face MK Ultra in the semifinals, it's going to be either Bigfoot or Freemasons.
Ooh. I guess Freemasons, unless they have more control. I mean, Bigfoot can just be a real being. Yeah, I'd go Freemasons.
Which means on the other side of the semifinals, quarterfinals. There's not the quarterfinals. I'm losing my mind. It's an interesting matchup because it's the Matrix versus New World Order.
Ooh. Yeah, I guess the Matrix would be the bigger. I have to go to Matrix.
And that means that the Matrix is going to move on into the semifinals to face either Hollow Moon or JFK assassination.
I mean, we did go to the moon with JFK, supposedly, right?
Supposedly.
I'm going to go JFK assassination.
And that means that you have a Final Four that is very government-oriented. So there's a theme here, I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. It's all very government-oriented. But The first matchup in the semifinals we're going to start with is MK Ultra versus Freemasons.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to have to MK Ultra.
Oh, MK Ultra gets it, huh? I think you're taking MK Ultra to the final. I don't know, but it's in the final matchup at this point, but we'll see who's going to go facing right now. And it's going to be facing either the Matrix / Simulation Theory or the JFK assassination.
Okay. So it's JFK. What was the other one? I'm sorry.
Matrix.
Matrix. Man. Yeah, it's going to have to be Matrix. As much as I love the JFK assassination.
Oof. Which means your final matchup is going to be a battle of the M's. But first things first, we'll do your third and fourth place matchup.
Okay.
And that's going to be between Freemasons and the JFK assassination.
I'd have to say Freemasons then.
So Freemasons will get third place, and JFK will take a measly fourth place, which is actually further than either of those ever made it in this bracket. So
oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I think your top four are pretty much original to this bracket. So that's why I love doing these with so many people, because every time it's different. Everybody has different beliefs.
Yeah,
but
can't be the same.
No, it shouldn't be. I mean, that would be predictive programming if it was everybody had the same exact result.
Exactly.
But that means your final matchup is MK Ultra or the Matrix / Simulation Theory.
Mm. I have to go Matrix Simulation Theory.
Ooh. Which means that your final four are the JFK assassination in fourth place, Freemasons in third, MK Ultra in second, and the Matrix / Simulation Theory in first place. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a top four. I am pretty sure that we've never had any of these in the top four before. Maybe Matrix. I could be wrong on that, but I've done a lot of these, so I lose track. But what a final four it is, folks. And going to be interesting to make the title for this one already, I can tell. But, and this actually may be the fastest we ever got through this bracket. Usually people are debating these left and right for 5 minutes a matchup at least. But
oh, really?
Oh, God. There are some people that go deep on this. Like, they'll sit there contemplating their worldviews.
Okay.
It's all good. It's the way it goes, and some can do it fast, some can take a little longer. But where can the listeners find you and your podcast?
They can go to AmongTheShadowsPodcast.com. They can listen right on the show, or it take it to like the RSS feed. But that'd probably be the best place.
All right. Well, and as always, Matthew's podcast will be tagged, put in the description of the podcast when it releases, so anybody can just click on it and go to it. And that's going to do it for tonight, folks. But don't worry, Adriel will be back for a serial killers bracket still that we missed last week, but he'll be back for it at some point. We just got to figure out a time and place to do it. Well, more time than place. But I want to thank everybody who listened and watched. We had fun talking about conspiracies here. And just, you know where to find me. If you don't, just shame. But you know where to find me. Check the outro if you don't. And make sure you like and subscribe wherever you get your podcast viewing pleasure or listening pleasure. Until next time, we will see you all to talk about some killers. Have a good one. You can find me on Facebook as Jeremy Bryant, or you can find me as Uncensored, Unapologetic, and Untamed UQ Podcast Collective Facebook group. You can find me on Twitter and the Instagram as @JuggaloBastard, or should I say X now. And you can find me on TikTok as @JuggaloBastardPodcast. You can also find me on YouTube as Paranormal the New Normal. And you can also find me streaming on YouTube as Blind Knowledge Network, because all knowledge is blind until they admit Bigfoot exists.